You're listening to SBS News.
Decorated former Australian Army soldier Ben Roberts-Smith has lost his landmark defamation case against three newspapers and three journalists in the Federal Court of Australia. Justice, vindication and a win for public interest journalism as Justice Anthony Bosanco delivers the verdict.
In light of my conclusions, each proceeding must be dismissed.
The judge cleared defamation allegations against journalists Nick McKenzie, Chris Masters and David Rowe. Mr. McKenzie says this was the toughest assignment of his career.
Today is a day of justice. It's a day of justice for those brave men of the SAS who stood up and told the truth about who Ben Roberts-Smith is, a war criminal, a bully and a liar. Australia should be proud of those men in the SAS. They are the majority in the SAS. And they stood up for what was right, and they have been vindicated.
SAS soldier Ben Roberts-Smith sued The Age, Sydney Morning Herald and Canberra Times for a series of articles which portrayed him as a bully, war criminal, murderer and perpetrator of domestic violence. But after 12 months of deliberation, the federal court in Sydney found most of the allegations were substantially true. The SAS corporal attended all 110 days of dramatic evidence during the 11-month trial. But during the verdict, he was nowhere in sight. Ben Roberts-Smith learned of his fate while at a Balinese resort. Former War Memorial Chair and Channel 7 boss Kerry Stokes bankrolled his case and issued a statement following the verdict.
I'm disappointed at hearing the result. The judgment does not accord with the man I know.
Ben Roberts-Smith received Australia's highest honour for bravery, the Victoria Cross. During the trial, he testified that the honour caused what he called jealous colleagues to undermine him out of pure spite. The breakdown of his marriage and his affair with a woman known as Person 17 were also examined in court. The judge did not find domestic violence allegations to be truthful, but said Ben Roberts-Smith's reputation couldn't be further destroyed than it already was.
With respect to the alleged act of domestic violence and imputations 7 and 8, I'm not satisfied that Person 17's evidence is sufficiently reliable to form the basis of a finding that the assault occurred and that imputations 7 and 8 are substantially true.
The defamation trial was complex and lengthy. SAS soldiers gave contradictory evidence while former comrades accused each other of murder. War crimes and the murder of unarmed civilians were proved substantially true, including a 2009 raid on a compound known as Whiskey 108. Ben Roberts-Smith said two armed targets were killed in the battle. But comrades testified civilians pulled from this tunnel were detained in handcuffs and Ben Roberts-Smith stood by as a junior soldier was ordered to shoot a prisoner. Another major incident was the raid on the village of Darwan. The allegation was proven that Ben Roberts-Smith kicked handcuffed prisoner Ali Jan off a cliff, then ordered him to be shot. Nick McKenzie says there was a small justice in the verdict for Mr. Jan and for others who stood up against Ben Roberts-Smith during the trial.
Ali Jan was a father. Ali Jan was a husband. He has children who no longer have a father. He has a wife who no longer has a husband. He was kicked off a cliff by Ben Roberts-Smith and he was murdered with Ben Roberts-Smith's participation. There's some small justice for him.
Veteran journalist Chris Masters also congratulated the soldiers who spoke up.
I don't want people to think of this as a bad day for Australian soldiers. I think of those soldiers that not only had physical courage but also moral courage. Nick and I know them well. We've spent a lot of time with them and, I'm proud that they're out there. It was 110 days of them being punished in the witness box and they did so wonderfully well. I'm so grateful to all of them.
The judgment almost didn't go ahead, with a last-minute application to delay. The Commonwealth was concerned it could contain national security information. It will examine the full document before it is published online next week. Ben Roberts-Smith has 48 days to appeal. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.